Who do you think you are treating me like you did? You've got no right. You're nothing but a killer, a murderer of outlanders and people who couldn't fight back. How dare you act like I am beneath your notice?
Rauch's words stung him. She was a spurned, scorned woman, and her ego would not allow her to tolerate the humiliation, the insult to her pride. But mixed in with her words of rage were the cutting blades of truth. Beth Lee furiously blinked back the tears of shame.
Kane, are you up and about?
Reflexively, Rauch swung her head in the direction of the unit. In that instant, Bridget and Kane moved simultaneously. Bridget stepped back and stamped down hard on Rauch's instep, pivoting on it with all her weight, her hand sweeping back to chop at the blaster. At the same time, Kane lunged forward. Something hard and hot drove into Kane's left side, pushing him backwards. His body felt as if it were draped in heavy chains. He seemed to drift, as slow as a broken-legged tortoise, to sprawl in a loose-limbed heap on the floor. Beth Lee struggled to pull her foot free from beneath Bridget's heel and bring her blaster to bear. She tried to align her captive's body with its muzzle. She squeezed the trigger just as Bridget leaned to one side. Bridget felt the bullet splash hot air across her cheek. She hooked her left fist into Beth Lee's gut. Rauch doubled over, her mouth and eyes wide. Bridget grabbed her arm and snapped up a knee, trying to break the bones like kindling. The pistol fell to the carpet. Bridget shifted her hold, trying to get Beth Lee into a hammerlock and force her face down on the floor.
Kane, I heard someone cry out. Kane?
Bridget gritted her teeth and applied more pressure to Beth Lee's arm. She had received a few lessons in self-defense from both Grant and Kane, and she assumed it wouldn't require much effort to lay the woman out. Her adversary surprised her, first by wriggling out of her grip, then by headbutting her in the lower belly with such force she felt bile leap up her throat. Rauch's hands lashed out, sharp fingernails seeking her eyes. Bridget found herself battling less of a woman than a crazed animal. She opened her mouth to call out to Lakesh, but Rauch's hands lashed out, clutching her around the throat. Prying on the woman's wrists, she tried to break Beth Lee's mercilessly choking grip, but the woman headbutted her in the breast and unrelentingly held on, her momentum shoving Bridget backward. Bridget chopped a knife hand blow at the base of Rauch's neck, like Kane had demonstrated, but the woman saw it coming and twisted away. The edge of her hand bounced off Beth Lee's shoulder, but it made Rauch drop the chokehold. Rauch's fist caught Bridget a glancing blow on the chin. She returned the punch with a fast, hard jab, landing it solidly and splitting Beth Lee's sensuous lower lip. She staggered, spitting blood. Rauch faked left, then leaped to the right, pivoted, and swung a crescent kick toward Bridget's head. Bridget surged forward in the opposite direction. Rauch's boot grazed her temple, but Baptiste slammed against her, grabbing a handful of silky black hair. Both women fell heavily. Rauch struggled, heaving and gouging savagely at Bridget's eyes and trying to rake long nails across her face. Bridget sank her teeth into Beth Lee's thumb.
Ow! You fucking bitch!
Batting aside the woman's hands, Bridget dashed a straight right into the snarling face under her. Blood gouted from Rauch's nostrils. With a twist and sideways wrench of her whole body, Beth Lee managed to shove Bridget to one side. She rolled and came swiftly to her feet, planting a boot on the side of Bridget's neck as she tried to rise and pushing. Bridget went with the force of the push, back somersaulted to her feet and rushed her. Rauch rammed the crown of her head forward, trying to butt her face into the back of her skull. Dodging, Bridget kicked out with one long leg, clipping Beth Lee at ankle level. The woman fell, caught herself on the flats of her hands and swiveled, kicking Bridget's already tender midsection. As she stumbled, Rauch sprang to her feet and launched a left hook. Bridget shunted the blow aside with a right arm sweep, then brought her left fist up fast, connecting with the underside of Rauch's jaw. The uppercut snapped the woman's head back. Arms windmilling, she toppled off her feet and crashed into the door. The rear of her head struck the stainless steel doorknob and she crumpled to the floor in a senseless heap. Not knowing whether to rub her belly or her stinging knuckles, Bridget turned toward Kane. She estimated that the struggle with Beth Lee had comprised less than 20 seconds, but in that time, a dark pool of blood had spread out around Kane's body. He had not stirred from where he had fallen.
Kane!
What's happening? Answer!
Send a medical and security detail! Stat!
Bridget fell to her knees beside Kane. The blood-saturated carpet squished beneath her. She saw the ragged rent on the left side of Kane's bodysuit, with a wide crimson stain blooming around it. His eyes were closed, his respiration shallow and labored. Biting her lip, she unzipped the front of his garment. The bullet from the H&K had ripped a deep gutter perhaps 5 inches long across Kane's left side, tearing the flesh and exposing a gleam of hip bone. Blood literally poured out of it.
Bridget, what's going on?
Kane's been shot by Rauch! It looks bad! Hurry!